views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm so glad you're joining us here, whether you're joining us live here on KKNW 1150 AM or on Transformation Talk Radio around the world or on one of the 90 syndicated stations. And I don't even know where those go or who they are, but I know that they're out there. And I think they're a bunch in Australia live, but I can't keep up with that aspect. But if you're listening after the fact, you might be listening on ChristineUpchurch.com or iTunes or on Transformation Talk Radio. But whenever and wherever you're listening from, you're going to be glad you joined us here today because we are going to be talking about something that affects all of us. It has to do with the quality of our life. It has to do with going through transitions, which we all go through, whether we're going through kicking and screaming or whether we're going through with purpose and joy. And before we get into who our guest is today, I want to say hello to, I call him my better half here in the studio, but apparently he thinks that sounds wrong. So after 5 years of doing that, I may have to change it to my producer, Mr. Aww. Benny Mathers. Good morning.
Well, I'm not going to go kicking and screaming while if we don't get that right, but I'm okay with it. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
Yeah. And you do your magic. I truly appreciate, you know, all those computer screens and keyboards.
It's actually all just fake. There's only one that really works.
But I only see the back, joking. So it's kind of like going through an open house. Yeah, you don't know whether that TV is genuine or not.
I'm just protecting myself. Now I'm just joking. Okay, yes, they all work.
Yes. Hey, Benny, I know energy healing. Those screens won't protect you from
this
me.
This is true. Yeah. Very true.
You know, as many of my regular listeners know, I've gone through a number of transitions over the last, I don't know, 7-8 years. And one of them was going through divorce after and being separated for a number of years. After being in a dysfunctional marriage for decades, I've shifted my career some. And a long, long time ago, I shifted from statistician to healer. So I know a lot about transitions, and I know how uncomfortable they can make us.
You better add in radio host there.
A radio host, yes, yeah. Yes. That kind of fell into that, didn't I?
Yes, don't forget it. It's the most important one, I think.
I know. Anyway, it's interesting to try to navigate these things, and I've had to navigate some of those things alone, or I've chosen books and coaches and counselors and friends who can actually help me. But it's very, very helpful if we have the right kind of insight and the right kind of motivation and support to get through these transitions. Today, we are going to be talking to life coach and author, Tama Kieffs. She gets this. She's an honors graduate of Harvard Law School who left her law practice to write and help others discover and express life, the life that they were born to live. She's been featured on USA Today, ABC News, Oprah Radio, other national media, and she is a sought-after speaker and visionary career success and inspired life coach. She is a best-selling author, This Time I Dance, Creating the Work You Love, and Inspired and Unstoppable, Wildly Succeeding in Your Life's Work. A Year Without Fear, 365 Days of Magnificence, and her most recent book is called Thriving Through Uncertainty. And boy, oh boy, we have a lot of uncertainty right now. She is on the faculty of the premier holistic learning institutes such as Omega and Esalen, and has presented at TEDx. She's also taught A Course in Miracles for over 28 years, and I happen to know that she's at Kripalu, which I've been to. I've also taught there. It's a fabulous place. So she's joining us from the East Coast today. I'm talking about Tama Kieffs. Welcome, Tama.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
you know, I just love your story because you shifted careers in a dramatic way, as I did. And I think it takes a lot of guts. And I would love for you to share with your listeners about that personal story, because I think that it's a very inspiring story.
Well, and it's actually the basis of everything I do, because you know that when you've lived your own story, that's what inspires your work. When you finally go through it, you think, oh, my God, I've got to share this,
yes.
Right? So,
yeah.
You know, I was in a very, very successful career as an attorney and walked out of everything to be a writer because it was my real, real dream. But, you know, the way that I got into that mess to begin with is a basis of a lot of what I do with my work, because so many people are trying to follow what they think of as a practical voice or a voice of good judgment, right?
Sure.
And
right.
What they should do.
Yep.
I knew when I was young that I wanted to be a writer. That's what I wanted. I loved it.
Uh-huh.
But I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, Orthodox Jewish family.
Uh-huh.
And I got, you're going to write? You're going to starve. You're going to write.
Oh, dear.
And so that was the Go For Your Dreams talk. So anyway, I ignored what I loved. I ignored what moved me. I went off to law school, got accepted to Harvard Law School, graduated with honors. And I was on partnership track in a major law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so unhappy. You know, if you've squelched your dreams, if you've squelched your soul, if you've denied what you really want in this lifetime and you're doing what other people think and what other people say is successful, it will hurt you. It will really hurt you. And pain is a sign that your spirit is trying to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God a friend of mine at the time said something amazing. He said, think about it. If you've been this successful doing something you don't love, what could you do with what you love?
That gives me chills.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And that opened the door, and I thought, you know what? You get one lifetime. I want to know where this goes. So that's what started my whole journey.
Uh-huh. So I know you've written numerous books, and all of them have rave reviews and popularity. Why did you choose to write this one and this one now?
You know, I think I finally decided, because I'm a coach and I help a lot of artists and entrepreneurs and visionaries, you know, find out what they really want, take it to a next level. And one of the things that I see stop so many people is if you're not living the life of your dreams, it's because you don't know how to handle uncertainty.
Ah,
you know, if you're not,
yes.
You know, it's just that because uncertainty is scary for all of us,
right.
You know, and what happens, which breaks my heart, is that people start getting closer to what they really want, what they're really meant to do. But because of uncertainty, they get scared. And when you're scared, you're vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
And you might make a weaker choice. You might make a choice that's less than what you really, really desire. So I wanted to spend some time in this book, like being a coach to people who may never hire me, may never see me at a workshop, or may never see me speak.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to really spend some time helping anyone navigate uncertainty and make the best choices, the most inspired choices, the most exciting choices, because it's such an opportunity. When we're uncertain, all our old answers don't work. Our old tricks don't work.
Right,
and it's
right.
This chance to tap your inspired power. It's this chance to tap strengths you don't even know you have. And so that's really what I wanted to do, is I wanted to help people start listening to that voice.
And I have to tell you, the way you write your book, first of all, I love the way you write. It's humorous, it's engaging, and it's filled with such wisdom. But I have to tell you, I felt like you were speaking directly to me. And I often don't feel that way when I'm reading a book. But I felt like, oh, we're having a conversation. My friend Tama's giving me this advice.
Yeah, my real friends are always like, yeah, your readers know you better than we do.
Tell them to buy a copy.
Yeah, that's what I say. $16.95, you could be in the club, baby. I just wanted that because I know books have changed my life, and you know, and not everybody has the resources to go hire somebody.
Sure.
And just, I just really wanted to be that voice when you're scared out of your mind,
right.
Or when you're trying to make a bigger decision, or you're tempted to go for your dreams, but you're waffling and nobody in your family is saying this is a good idea,
uh-huh.
You know, or nobody in your life is saying this is a good idea. Or like you said, you know, get in the middle of a divorce and you're scared and you're reinventing yourself. I wanted to be the person who just whispers at you and shouts at you from the rooftops of, your strength and your genius, and I wanted to teach you techniques. You know, I've taught A Course in Miracles for almost 30 years, and I just wanted to teach people some different concepts and techniques to access the highest love inside them and the highest genius inside them, and to really give birth to the life that they're meant to live.
Yeah, and that is probably the ultimate goal for so many of us. You know, Tam, I'm really curious about how you advise people to deal with not just the uncertainty, because I know you talk a lot about that, but how it is like when we're letting go of who we are in terms of our definition of self, whether it's attorney, statistician, wife, you know, whatever it is, how to deal with this concept of not really knowing who we are.
I know. That's a big one for a lot of people. And I think it's this, you know, what the main thing that I teach in the book and the main thing that I teach, period, is that there is a path that is already within you. There is a path that is already within you. And so your identity or what you think of as your identity may shift and change. But I want people to start breathing a little bit more and calming down and letting that process take place and letting something fall away and knowing that there will be a next step. There will be, I call them the breadcrumbs.
Uh-huh,
you know, that
right.
There will be a breadcrumb that you follow. And you don't know the whole plan, and you don't know where this is going. You don't know what to tell your husband, or you don't know what to tell your boss, or you don't have the whole 10-year plan, right?
Right.
But you will have a breadcrumb and a breadcrumb. And I guess, you know, in terms of identity, there's a beautiful line in The Course in Miracles that says, who you think you are is a belief to be undone. and what that, isn't that gorgeous?
That's beautiful.
And what it means is, the limited part of you. You think you're limited. You think you can't have it. You think you've waited too long. You think your thighs are too big. You think, you know, you should have been blonde. You should think you should be better with technology. You think if it was supposed to happen, it would have happened by now. You know, all the limiting junk we all tell ourselves, who you think you are is a belief to be undone, because who you really are has so much power and love and genius. And so it's worth a little bit of discomfort to allow some of the identities that no longer fit you fall away so that you can tap what you truly are and what's emerging. The pain that you might be feeling is the pain of your greatest life starting to emerge and pushing out the smallest life.
Oh, that's wonderful. We have to go to a quick break, but stay tuned for more.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Eftert Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Tama Kievs, including during the break. You guys missed some good conversation.
Off air.
And I promise we didn't swear at all. We didn't.
I didn't panic at all. That's basically what I'm saying. That was good.
Yeah, poor Benny. He's got
it for the next
really...
break, Benny.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh boy.
We got
boy.
Another one coming up for you, honey.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I was in the school of thought once upon a time that you got to have things planned out. Like visualization is where it's at, and. Decades ago when I healed myself of cancer, I know that visualizing light going through my body and being healed was an important part of my healing. And yet sometimes if you're going through transitions or redefining yourself, knowing what it is you want to manifest is a little tricky. You take a different approach. What's your approach to helping people to move forward into their more fulfilling life?
That's a great question. You know, one of the things I teach my clients all the time, because I tend to work with people who want to manifest or want to whatever, I call it want to control. We could put a nice little spin on it, like, oh, manifest, see,
right.
Visualize, control is the real
right.
word.
Yeah,
But, you know, I always teach my clients, because it's what I teach myself too, that you can't plan an inspired life. You can't plan an inspired life. An inspired life is so much bigger and so much more beautiful. And again, by definition, makes us grow or makes us see ourselves differently. So I am not a fan of visualizing in the traditional sense of like seeing every single thing and every single detail. And
right.
If that really empowers somebody and that really feels good to them, then I am a fan of anything that works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm a fan of really truly listening to the deepest inner voice in you, the loving voice in you. Whatever that is, we all have our own chemistry. We all have our own way. And that's my core message. But I think that so many times people are limiting themselves about where they could go, what they can have, because they're trying to see ahead. And what I know is that, you know, I'm about to lead a retreat here at Kripalu, and I'm going to have the same talk with them because they just paid a lot of money and they want answers and they want direction.
Sure.
And for me, it's all about next steps. It's just about a next step. It's about a breadcrumb. This path will be revealed moment by moment. I always tell people, you can't figure it out. You're going to let it out.
Oh, say that again, Tama, because that's really, really important.
You can't figure this out. You're going to let it out.
It's about
there
allowing.
There is a path inside you. Exactly. And it's not just, you know, woo-woo, and it's not just like trusting in a goggle-headed way or something.
Right.
It's, you know, it's that truly, if you dare to listen and you dare to receive, you will get a next step. And why this is so important is because sometimes the next step might not be something your mind would have come up with. It might
right.
not be what you even prefer. You know, when I left law, for instance, my next step was sleep, was rest.
Sure.
You know, I have a chapter in my first book, This Time I Dance, of the year of sleeping dangerously, because that was my first step, and it didn't seem right according to my brain and my ambition and my gotta go for your passion now. But again, this is an inspired path. This is a healing path. You don't know what's going to lead to what. You know, one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. It's amazing.
Right.
And it's really about trust.
It's funny because I've been going through a stage recently where, you know, I'm working on two book proposals and I'm taking various types of classes, both business side of things and speaking end of things. And I go through days where it's like, I don't want to write until I'm inspired, and I might watch HGTV, and I might take a nap at 5 p.m., you know, and then watch something about politics. It's just, and I feel like I'm getting away with something, and yet it feels like I'm parenting myself in an important way, sort of allowing myself to be.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. And you just said a really valuable thing of it's almost like learning how to parent ourselves or to coach ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So for those of us who are driven or ambitious or trying to make ourselves work, it might be taking a softer, more nurturing approach of let yourself be, let it arise, let yourself play. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes my inner voice will say, honey, you're going to feel better if you go into that office and do it. You know, like, so
sure.
I take yoga classes.
Uh-huh.
There is never a moment in my life where I wake up and go, oh, I feel inspired to do yoga. That does not ever, ever, ever happen for me. I feel inspired to go into pain. Never happens
for
me.
Thank you for admitting that.
You know, I know other people love it, but I have to take a class. I have to do something structured because I know, but that's an inspired choice too, because my inner voice has always said, honey, you're going to feel better if you go.
Sure.
Just try it.
Right.
You know, so again, what I would advise anybody is all I'm ever trying to do is help people listen to the voice of love inside themselves instead of the voice of fear. And the voice of fear can sound like practicality, good judgment,
sure,
what you should do, what's going to work. And I want to help you follow this intuitive, genius, original, divine chemistry in each of us and follow that.
So is that how you define an inspired life? Because you've used that phrase a lot since you joined me.
I do. And I have a great story where, you know, because you were talking about publishing and, you know, same thing. Like when I first wrote my first book, This Time I Dance, I was just reading all the books of how do you get published and what do you do?
Sure.
And it took me 12 years to write the first book.
I get that.
Because I always tell people it took me 11 years to heal and believe and trust and 1 year to write a book because you're fighting with your mind, you know. But
absolutely.
Anyway,
and first, worthiness issues, yes.
And worthiness and who am I and it's never going to go anywhere. And that's really going to be, that's so helpful when you're writing. and so that's such a helpful, useful way to get inspired. This isn't going to go anywhere. But when I first finished writing it, I was like, what do I do? And I literally heard an inner voice that said, just put it in the river. Put it in the river. And, you know, like I was like, what the hell does that mean? But I knew intuitively it meant self-publish it initially, like put it in the stream of life if it was supposed to go somewhere it would. And that was terrifying because I didn't know anything about marketing or distribution or publishing. And it was not what my brain wanted to hear. That was not the answer I wanted. But I followed it, and I'll cut to the short version of this story. I self-published my book, and 4 months after I self-published it, I got an email out of the blue that said, your fairy godmother has arrived. And it was an email, I know, I thought it was spam, of course, you know. Russian girls are waiting for you, you know. But it was actually an email from a vice president of marketing and publicity for Random House.
Wow.
She had been in a career transition and meltdown, somehow found my self-published book, wrote to me and said, this is the best book I've ever found on, you know, your call, finding your calling. I love this book. Let's get it to a new, major New York house. She did. They bought it. And then they've bought every single one of my books since. You know, and
that's
so
great.
You can't plan an inspired life. How am I going to plan? I'm going to have a meltdown for 12 years. This woman's going to have a meltdown at the end of 12 years. We're going to hook up, and that's how I'm going to get a book published.
Yes, yes.
But it was following it. I mean, it's a sexy story now, but in the middle of the 12 years, or when you're first self-publishing and you're scared out of your mind that you don't know what the hell you're doing, you know, it's scary, but it's daring to follow that voice moment by moment.
So how do you know that you're actually taking that step that is honoring that inner voice?
Mm.
How do you compare that, you know, to say the one that's kicking you in the butt based on the self-judgment?
Yes. So there's two things, and these are things that I spend a lot of time in Thriving Through Uncertainty on, is, I want you to start paying attention to the quality of the tone of the voice, of that they may say the same things, the inner voice, but the tone is different. So my loving voice might say, dear one, why not take a yoga class? You'll feel better, honey. I think you should try it. That's a loving tone rather than... Come on, you pig. Are you going to go? Are you going to go or what?
That sounds absurd when you say it out loud, but we really do have voices that say things like that in our heads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to be one of those skinny blondes? Well, get the hell to yoga then. By the way, you don't know what I look like, but I'm short and dark haired, so that's never happening.
No, I've looked at your website. Yes, yes. You can diet blonde, but you look great as a brunette.
Thank you. Thank you. But anyways, so I think the quality of the tone is the first thing I would always advise people to listen to. How does it make you feel? Even if it's saying something hard, even if it's saying you should forgive that person, or you do need to put some more work in, it will make you feel empowered and loving, and it will never, ever judge you. So that's the one thing. The other thing I always listen for is peace. The right advice, the right guidance will give you peace of mind. Uh-huh. Even, again, if it's hard. Like, I've had to go through a lot of my own fears in so many things.
Right.
But, in recent years, I had to go through fears of speaking, public speaking, to in a certain kind of way. And what I realized, because at first I thought, well, maybe it's not my bliss. I get nervous and it's uncomfortable, so maybe that's not my bliss.
Yeah.
And then what I finally realized was my inner voice was saying, no, honey, you do need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt right. It still felt scary, but it felt right. It felt like there was a level of peace or gravitas to it.
Right.
So,
well, it's funny because
those are the things I'd pay attention to.
Probably about, 15 years ago, I got my first radio interview, and my first reaction was, oh yes, it's helping me bring my healing business forward. I was excited, and all of a sudden, oh crap. And during the interview, my palms were sweaty. I felt like somebody was strangling me, and yet somehow, here I am talking on the radio, and I've taught in front of 900 people, and it didn't really faze me, but and the same thing was true when I first got up on stage. It was kind of like, I would have these physiological reactions, and yet there was an aspect of it where I felt a little bit giddy about it. It was kind of like it's almost like the inner butterflies, not the nervous butterflies, but the excitement, this is something new, I'm about to fly.
Yes, that's exactly it. So I think a lot of navigating our way through thriving through uncertainty is really just paying attention, and it's really learning how to be the deepest friend and the best coach to ourselves and the kindest voice, and encourage it both ways, encouraging ourselves to take risks and encouraging ourselves to do some things, a bigger thing, but being infinitely kind, being infinitely graceful. And one of the things I always teach is that you can choose again. If you blow it or if you don't do it, you can choose again and you can choose again. Don't ever stop choosing again. That the whole point of Thriving Through Uncertainty is really that it's always about showing up with love, not letting any reason stop you. We believe our reasons, we believe our stories, but they're stories, and the more that you show up for what you really want, who you really are, even if you have to crawl there, even if you have to try 10,000 times, the more you show up, life will show up for you.
That's beautiful. We have to go to another quick break, but stay tuned for more about thriving through uncertainty.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you ever get a situation or a person stuck in your mind? Like a movie on replay of how you wish something went, or continued thoughts of how some person makes you crazy? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and a spiritual growth coach. I want you to be fully present and aligned with your true self, don't you? You see, every situation and person we come in contact with throughout our day creates an energy cord between us. And unless we cut these cords, we end up leaking energy in every direction. I don't know about you, but I want to be in charge of where my energy is spent. I want to share with you my cord-cutting meditation to help you let go of interactions replaying in your mind and any subconscious ties to people draining your energy. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, 1150 AM in the Seattle area, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I'm really excited, Tama, that you are coming to Seattle. So I know we've got a lot of listeners right now here in the Seattle area who want to get details about that. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about your upcoming event?
Absolutely. It works out conveniently. I'm there January 28th. I'll be at the Center for Spiritual Living. I'm giving the two morning services, the two morning talks, and then I'm doing a follow-up workshop on thriving through uncertainty. So if you really want to figure this out, let it out, get into an inspired time and space, I love doing the workshops. And for those people who are listening and going, well, great, I don't live in Seattle, I do Course in Miracles virtually. I do all kinds of programs. I'm all over the country, actually, so always go to my website. But also I do a lot of programs online, too, if you want to catch up with me.
Yeah, and so that's Sunday, January 28th at the Center for Spiritual Living, and most listeners who live in the Seattle area know exactly where that's at. And what's
and
your
I
website?
Love connecting with people live, so come. You can't plan an inspired life. Cancel your plans and just come. Do what I want. Don't listen to your inner voice. Listen to my inner voice. My inner voice.
Oh, gosh. You know, first of all, I want to make sure our listeners know how they can sort of check out all your events. Can you share with our listeners about your website, too?
Oh, absolutely. The best way to find out anything is to get on my email list. We do a newsletter once a month that comes to you with a brand new article to keep you inspired and focused and connected, and also tells you different events wherever I am. It's TamaKeeves.com, T-A-M as in Michael A. Keeves, K-I-E-V as in Victor, E-S.com, TamaKeeves.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. We also have a free guide that comes with it about instant practices to get out of fear and do what you came here to do. And also, I'm on Facebook every single day. Also, I'm on Twitter every single day. I keep people inspired. We're just trying to really keep people inspired around the world.
Yes, and it's a wonderful website, too. I've visited it. And okay, so we're talking about how to thrive in uncertainty. And I know that the events going on, particularly in the United States, has sort of upset the apple cart, so to speak. I guess that's a like my mother's old expression. But it's yeah, I guess that dates me a bit, huh? So,
and I understand it, so it dates me too. I resonate. Uh-oh.
But we're only 30, right?
Yeah, there you go. And holding.
Yes. So, okay, so sometimes people will feel like their life is going fine, and then all of a sudden they see these things. Perhaps they're reflected in our external world. Something maybe causes them to sort of shift their inner equilibrium based on something that's happened to them externally. How do you get through that sort of uncertainty?
You know, first of all, one of the things I most want people to know is that it's never about what's going on. It's never about the facts of what's going on or the circumstances in your life of what's there or what's not there. It's what you think about what's going on. You know, it's your response to your life. It's your inner life. It's all the thoughts about what's going on that colors and frames and creates that story. And so many times what happens is we're on a negative roll and we don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're creating these stories of fear and anxiousness. So much of our pain, again, is not what's happening, but the stupid thoughts we tell ourselves about what's happening. So I'll give you an example, and I'll give you a technique of how to get out of it, too. So if, for instance, let's say you're trying to get a job, and you can't get a job, and you're starting to get scared about not having a job, and, you know, you've gone on interviews or something, and so you've just gone on an interview and the hiring manager or whoever hasn't gotten back to you by email. Mm-hmm. And so your mind is starting to spin. They hated me. It didn't work. This is always going to go on. You know, I should have kept that job in, you know, 10 years ago. I mean, like all the junk we tell ourselves, and your mind is spinning and spinning. And then when you're in that negative mindset, then you do even more negative things, right? Now you should eat a quart of ice cream because that's going to help everything, right? you know, that's going to surely ensure that you're going to get that job now. But, you know, like we do that. And so one of the things that you can do is it's very hard to get into a positive mindset once you're scared or anxious like that, is you can pause it. You can break it. So one of the thoughts that I'm borrowing again from A Course in Miracles is, I don't know what anything means. Mm-hmm. I don't know what anything means. Uh-huh. So all that happened is this person hasn't answered my email yet. I don't know what this means. It might mean that they're researching a little bit more about me because they're thinking of hiring me. Uh-huh. It might mean that she's out robbing a bank. I mean, I don't know any what's going on. She might have, her daughter might be having an issue. I don't know what anything means. It stops you from telling all those crazy stories. I don't know what anything means. And when you pause and you stop, that's when you're more likely to hear that inner voice, that loving voice that will say something positive like, honey, you've always landed on your feet. Mm. Things have always worked out. You know, you've always gotten scared, but things have worked out anyway. Or, you know what, you didn't really like that job, let's be honest. Uh-huh. And, you know, you really are thinking about starting your own business, so maybe you want to do that. I just want to pause those negative thoughts.
And I think that people either get really totally immersed in those negative self-judging thoughts, or they stuff them down and they start, you know, trying to do the new age positive thinking magic of, oh, I absolutely envision myself with this job and blah, blah, blah. You know, kind of like putting frosting over broccoli, you know, it's really the positive thoughts don't think. But what you're talking about is actually transitioning into The self-loving wisdom as opposed to just the positive thinking.
I love what you're saying, because I do not think the false spirituality is what everybody makes fun of, right? You know, like it's like when people mock, you know, spirituality, it's because of the stuff that isn't real and isn't true. Mm-hmm. And yet there is incredible strength and positive inspired power that we all have access to, but we do have to do the work and we do have to be honest. So I am never a fan of not feeling your feelings.
Right.
Sometimes things just hurt. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do have to grieve. Sometimes you are scared. And if you feel your feelings, what happens is you will also feel your connection, and you will feel your love, and you will feel your light, and you will know what to do. And so, but to the other thing of taking that pause, it's almost like I don't drive a stick shift, but somebody showed me that, you know, like in a stick shift, you have to go to neutral before, you know, like you can't go from reverse to drive.
Sure.
You have to go to neutral. And it's the same thing with our thoughts. You can't be in a horrible tailspin of thoughts and then go into a happy, positive thought, you know, like it's all okay in every way.
Yes.
You know, you know, like, no, it's not. It's really not. Uh-huh. And I have nothing that rhymes with that. But it just, you do want to just, that's why I like the example of, I don't know what anything means, because that's just true.
Yes.
Right? That really is true. I don't know what this means.
And
there
we
is
often
another
take
way
things
to see it
personally, when in fact it you know, the it's like lots of times we shouldn't take something personally because it has nothing to do with us. And oftentimes, if we do take it personally, it seems like we could say, okay, the universe is personally looking out for me because this isn't the right job, you know, but we don't shift there.
Yeah.
We shift into this unworthiness or failure.
Exactly. And, you know, and the other thing too is that I'm a biggie on that the story you're telling creates your story. You know, the story you're telling creates your story. And what that means is, if I don't consciously practice, if I'm not consciously aware of my brain or my mind, I will go to stories of rejection or pain. Mm-hmm. You know, like that, I will just fill in and I'll start looking for it. I'll look for them to reject me.
Right.
I'll
right.
look for how I'm not good enough. I'll find the reasons. And what I want to start teaching people is, be aware of what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I want to start telling you a different story. And because the real you, the deeper you, the true you, knows what you were born for, knows the gifts you have to give. And even if somebody were treating you negatively, you might not take that on, and or you might have a different kind of conversation where you introduce who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. Mm-hmm. I've turned my thoughts around and created a situation where it ended up being really positive when it certainly wasn't going that way.
Yeah.
You know, so we have so much more control than we think.
And with that, we're going to go to a quick break, but stay tuned for more with Tama Keeves.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in again to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. You know, Tamik Eves is a coach. She's an author. She's an inspirer. She's a speaker and visionary. And you know what? I feel like I've gotten so much out of both your book and this conversation. This hour is flying by way too fast.
Thank you. You can keep going and praising me. That's fine with me. I was just saying, what else do we want to throw in there?
Well, it's funny because we do tend to choose the cream of the crop for the show. We get so many requests for people to be on the show. And some of the people are really well known, you know, like the Greg Bradens and the Lynn McTaggarts, and others are lesser knowns. But I feel like what you're offering here is valuable to just about anybody. I can't imagine anybody saying, oh, you know, I've never gone through transitions or I don't have uncertainty.
Yeah, I picked a good market to go into. Don't blame the world on me either. I was writing this book before all this stuff happened in the world. I thought, wow, am I in line or what?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I look at what's been happening here in the United States politically, and I think there's a lot of good that's coming from this, and we have the potential to change in dramatic ways. So I'm going to ask you this question. When uncertainty feels bad, looks bad, how can we get this sense of opportunity within it?
You know, I think it's just that knowing that this is a birth process. It's an expansion. It always is. You know, it's like one of the belief systems I've adopted personally is that I do believe there's only one direction, and it's good. I really do. Mm. You know, I may not always understand it. I sure as hell don't always love it, you know, when I'm in it. But I have that faith or conviction that somehow something else is going on. And I think the biggest thing I've had to learn, and I know a lot of people have to learn, is to not resist it. You know, when I'm in a lot of pain, and I don't want the circumstance to be this way. You know, before I wrote Thriving Through Uncertainty, my business was a little slower. You know, it was getting slow and I was scared and it was like, what's going on? And, you know, people aren't calling and workshops aren't filling as much. And I was starting to fight it and get scared. And then I'd go into old stories like, you're not a good marketer. That's what's going on. Or, you know, you people have found out about you. That's what's going on. And finally, when I started not resisting it, and I thought, what else might be going on? What else might be going on here? And I realized I'd been wanting to write this book, Thriving Through Uncertainty, and I felt like the universe had, like, parted the seas for me and given me this enclave of time to write because I never would have done it for myself. And all of a sudden, I didn't feel persecuted anymore. I felt blessed. Right. I saw, like, oh, my God, something bad isn't going on. It's the next level. Yeah. And by the way, the second I realized that, everything started writing again in my business or whatever.
Sure.
But I'd put writing first. And so I believe that that's always what's going on for all of us. There's another way to see it. So yeah. I think I would say, if you're in any kind of pain or difficulty, stop resisting it. Stop trying to make it be different. Mm-hmm. Something else is going on, and I want to see what that might be. And the first thing you to get there is to stop resisting it.
Yeah. My story is there was one time years and years ago when the entire week I didn't have any clients scheduled, and I was used to doing lots of sessions a week.
Mm-hmm.
That was the week that my septic system backed up. So the universe had cleared my schedule for something that it knew it was coming. And
I love it.
Yeah, and
the universe even works with plumbing. Can you not love it? Can you not love a universe like that?
Wow. You know, I think that when we get to the stories, when we get to these places of uncertainty and fear, I think oftentimes we get to this place of feeling as though we're not worthy of the great inspired life. What do you have to say about that?
You know, one of the things I've worked with a lot myself is that it doesn't matter what I think of myself. It really doesn't. It matters what is true, and it matters what the universe thinks, you know. And
it's not so much
what I think I can do, it's what I'm willing to do.
Uh-huh.
Each of us has a gift, and each of us has a genius, and each of us has love. You know, when I first started coaching, I used to think, you know, why is anybody going to want to work with me? You know, like I might have more issues than they do.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's quite possible, you know. And but I finally realized they're not coming to see Tama. They're coming to see the light in Tama, the conviction in Tama, the God, the divine in Tama.
Yes.
You know, and so that's true of all of us, that, you know, your worth issues is your opinion of yourself.
Uh-huh.
But I believe that the universe has a very different opinion of you. And if you listen to your gifts, if you listen to what you love, if you do something you love, I promise you, you will discover your strength faster than anything else you can do. If you do something you love, if you follow your gifts, you're going to discover who you really are and what you really came here to do. That's what's going to give you your strength.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you know, we've talked a lot about this in relation to careers. What about relationships?
Same thing. You know, same exact thing of that. If you really are listening to yourself, right, and you're getting an instinct that, this doesn't feel that good to me, and then the stupid scarcity voice comes in and goes, yeah, well, it's the first date you've had in 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You better, you know, so what if he carries an axe? You'll get used to it. So what if his ex-wives are buried in the yard, you know? That's okay, you know, at least someone asked you out. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. It's like listening to your precious, precious heart and what feels good to you and what feels right to you and daring to trust in that. And for me, it's about creating the most important relationship on this planet, which is the relationship with your inner self, your inspired self,
uh-huh.
you know, and remembering, same thing, that you have so much love to give someone else. You have so much presence to give someone else. They are so lucky to meet you.
Right, right. And I think that sometimes we're actually afraid to show up and shine our light, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we are pretty magnificent, each and every one of us.
Yes, and it's the difference between, are you going into a situation to get something, to make life better for you by getting something,
mm-hmm.
or are you going into the situation to give who you are and to give your gifts and to give your love in any situation? Everything turns around from that.
I love that. I want to make sure we mention your website again. It's TamaKieves.com, TamaKieves.com. And again, your upcoming workshop and also a couple of free talks on Sunday, January 28th at the mm-hmm. Center for Spiritual Living here in the Seattle area.
And there's nothing like doing it live. If you think this is fun, wait till you get live. It's really phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a great place to go and to gather with others. And there is something about the group energy as well as getting to connect with a speaker in person.
Although the speaker in person is pretty cool, you know. Just saying.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, you know, All right. We've got very little time left, and I wish I had another hour to talk to you. But in 20 seconds or less, do you have a final message for our listeners?
I actually do, you know, of that that you think, besides buy all my books. I think the biggest thing I'd want somebody to know is that you think your inner voice or your instincts are frivolous or silly. Oh, that's dumb. That's silly. I want you to know that it's imperative. There is something in you that is in no one else. And that instinct in you is absolutely correct. And the dreams you have them for a reason. You belong in that life, and you don't belong somewhere else. So,
love that. Always
listen to your inner voice. It's telling you something that we need on this planet.
And the book, again, is called, Thriving Through Uncertainty, Moving Beyond Fear of the Unknown and Making Change Work for You. Tam Akeeves, thank you so much for joining us here today.
I'm honored. Thank you. It's been so much fun.
It has been fun. And thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.